This is Larry Nelson with W3 Internet Talk Radio, and we're here at the ICC event right downtown Denver. And right now here we're with Dr. Thomas Fry, or I call him Tom, and he's the founder of the Da Vinci Institute. Tom, could you tell us a little bit about this?
The Da Vinci Institute is a futurist think tank. We look at all the emerging technologies and try to decide where that's going to take us in the future.
Well, that set up my question for you. Let's take a look at the future a little bit. What are some of the trends, some of the things that you see coming down the pike that would impact us?
Well, for the internet world, one of the most significant things that's just come down the pike is the prepaid credit card. The prepaid credit card, I went into a Rite Aid store just yesterday, and they have them sitting right by the cash register. You can buy one. It costs $10 to get it set up, and you can load onto it however much you want, between $20 and $500. It's a stored value card. It's a way of turning cash into digital money. What this does is it turns the whole idea of e-commerce into a viable proposition. It gives access to all of the kids, all of the teenagers, all the people that weren't able to get credit cards in the past. It gives them access to purchasing things on the internet. That's very important. It also separates people from the anxiety that they have over giving out their credit card number or their bank account number so that people are going to steal their identity, steal their money out of their account. That won't happen. It's just whatever the limit of this card is, and that's all they can get. So that changes e-commerce radically.
Boy, that does. That's very, very insightful. You know, one of the things that crossed my mind as you were talking about that it certainly is safer, and there's been a lot of worry, concern about that type of security also on the internet, and this might be one of the answers.
Yeah, this is one of those inventions that will change, that will radically change things. We needed this in the past. The people that were downloading music off of Napster, all of them would have been glad to put a quarter into the computer for every song they downloaded. But there was no way to put a quarter into the computer. This gives them that option now. That wasn't available a couple years ago.
That's great. Well, Tom, our W3W listeners are going to enjoy you again, so I hope to have you back soon.
Okay, very good.